Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
I feel like we don't talk about palliative care. It's one of those subjects that we're uncomfortable with and we fear it. We fear talking about it. Let's be honest with ourselves. So I'm really pleased that an event has been organised and Palliative Care Victoria and AGMC, which is Australian GLBTIQ Multicultural Council, are proud to present a special event. It's called Our Choices, Conversations with the LGBTQIA plus community. It's all about palliative care. And Adjunct Associate Professor Violet Platt is the CEO of Palliative Care Victoria, joins us on the line. Violet, welcome to Joy Drive.
Thank you for having me on for the chat.
Now, I was just saying before to you offline, but a friend of mine is a palliative care medical professional, and I reckon hats off to those who work in palliative care. Violet, I imagine you would come across a lot of these amazing people in your role every day.
Absolutely. I've worked in palliative care since I was 18, so wow. I know what a great group of people they are, committed to making a difference in an important stage of everybody's life.
And I feel like palliative care, I mean, it only pops up in conversation when someone enters it, and then it's, oh, I'm sorry to hear about that. Is it something that we need to talk about more, and do we need to really fear it?
We definitely don't need to fear it. We definitely do need to talk about it more. Basically, if we can take the fear out of the conversation and palliative care, what it gives you is time to make choices and think about what's important to you. It's actually a very special time because whilst it's not good to know that the end is near, and the end might be several years away, several weeks away, several days away, it's not always an imminent thing. And I think that's where the fear comes from. It's actually that ability to make choices that someone that goes out tomorrow and unfortunately dies in a car crash, they still had tea planned that night, they still had things planned at the weekend, there were things unsaid and undone that they would have done had they prepared. So with palliative care, we can really help to support people to do the things that are important to them so that they live as well as they can for as long as they can.
Now, there was a report released, My Choice of Care report. What did that have to say?
So with AGMC, we worked and developed this report and did some early research because we were hearing that there were lots of barriers and challenges for the LGBTQA community, and especially where there were intersections with multicultural and multi-faith. So we really wanted to hear from the community about those challenges. So things that came up were obviously not understanding what palliative care services were or when to access them, the importance of advanced care planning and decision making, and also the challenges of where and how to access services, the absence of family support, and all the different stresses that go into accessing services if you don't feel culturally safe or safe in who you are as a person to go and have those conversations. So it was a great starting point for the community to tell us about what the issues really are so we can open up the conversation.
It's interesting, as you're talking, I'm thinking of my experience with the LGBTIQ plus community and palliative care. Mm. I mean, in the early days of HIV/AIDS, we saw families swooping in and preventing friends and partners from seeing their loved ones in their final days, and it was very sad to see. I'm assuming that that doesn't happen as often these days.
I think there are still challenges for some people. Not everyone's relationship or family structure is sorted out, so we can never make assumptions. But I think we are generally getting better at hopefully supporting everyone that's important. I certainly, my first wards were those HIV wards back in the 80s. And you're absolutely right. We had the biological family in during visiting time. And then as soon as they left, we were opening the back door of the ward and letting their real family members, as they called them back in the day. So whilst we did try to find workarounds, it obviously wasn't in the best interest of everyone. So whilst I feel like we've come a long way from that, there are many people now who are aging into needing palliative care, needing to go into aged care, who had that original trauma as a young person and lost loved ones and had that experience of the system really not recognising them. So it's how do we get them to feel safe and supported in a system that didn't do it for them in the 80s as well.
Tell us about the event that you've organised that's coming up. Tell us about that conversation, our choices, our conversations with the LGBTQIA plus community. Tell us what that's about.
Okay, so we did the report last year and we had a conversation that talked about all of those issues that I've mentioned that came up. Before it was sort of October last year, and then we thought this year, as part of Cultural Diversity Week and obviously Harmony Week, let's have a conversation about, has that made a change for anybody within the community? Are they feeling any differently about opening up communities? Have they started to think and discuss it with their loved ones? If they're not, why not? What's stopping it? But we've got an amazing panel, an amazing cross-section panel led by Vitor Rocha, who's a GP up in Bendigo, who's going to lead that discussion. And it's going to be very inclusive and everyone in the room is part of that conversation. And it's really hoping to take the positive things and celebrate things that are going well as work on the challenges that continue.
Fantastic. Now we're chatting with Adjuncts Associate Professor Violet Platt, CEO of Palliative Care Victoria, talking about what they're all about and also this free event coming up. It's on the 20th of March. It's at the Museum of Chinese Australian History from 5:30 to 7 p.m. Do we have to register, Violet?
Yes, there is a registration site, which is at www.palcarevic.asn.au. It's a free event, but we do need to register for numbers for the venue.
Fantastic. Now, what if someone has someone who is approaching palliative care, or maybe they've just gone into palliative care, what sort of services and support are available when that time comes?
So for the loved one or for the person that needs palliative care?
For the loved one.
Or both. For the loved one, yeah. Yeah, so supporting someone that's reaching their end of life stages is an incredible burden as well as an incredible personal responsibility. And one of the things that it's really important to do is to look after yourself while you're also caring for your loved one. So the palliative care professionals are absolutely there for the carers as much as the individual needing care, because you're going through a whole range of emotional stresses. There can be financial stresses. There may be physical issues in helping to provide the care for that person if you're not so well yourself. So it's about caring for the whole unit that's caring for that loved one, and also helping you to adjust to the new journey that's coming, what to expect, things to think about, so that nobody should be alone on this journey or feel unprepared.
And Palliative Care Victoria, what does this organisation do?
So we're the peak body for palliative care in Victoria. So all the public palliative care services are members of us. And we try to bring everyone together and share the learnings and make sure that we're getting good access for every Victorian across the state, so that everybody gets to live, die and grieve well, regardless of how they identify or what their cultural background is. So we work with all of the organisations to achieve that. But we also advocate a lot and work with communities that don't always have a voice in the system. So, you know, with this community, with the homeless community, with communities where English isn't a first language. So a lot of work bringing that voice to the front and also representing to government when we do need more money, we do need more support and care.
Violet, I'm really pleased that this event is happening on the 20th of March. It's called Our Choices, Conversations with the LGBTQIA plus Community. It's all about palliative care. Don't be fearful of it. Let's go along to the event. Starts at 5:30, goes through to 7 p.m. It's at the Museum of Chinese Australian History. Don't forget to register on their website. Violet, thank you so much for talking about palliative care on Drive.
Thank you, and thank you for taking time to highlight this important issue, and it'll be a lovely evening, so please come along.
Thank you. That's Adjunct Associate Professor Violet Platt, the CEO of Palliative Care Victoria.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.